Today, in the name of Jesus, I add my faith to your faith, and I come against any spirits of darkness, doubt, disappointment, depression, and discouragement. I pray that the Lord would send a fresh anointing and fresh rain for those areas where you feel you have dried up. I pray that God's gentle spirit would just rain down and refresh those who are weary. My prayers are lifted for those who are beating themselves up, feeling like a failure in this broken economy. So many are experiencing broken homes, broken hearts, broken promises, broken finances, broken faith, and broken dreams. Dear Lord, I come to your throne of grace, lifting up anyone who seeks your face and your strength. May your broken and overwhelmed children shake off the dust to wake up and clothe themselves in your strength. They are tired and need to be inspired to press on in spite of their circumstances. Your children may feel defeated and destroyed, and I pray they seek your face to rise from their ashes of despair, that they would exchange your beauty for their ashes, exchange the oil of your joy for their mourning, and a garment of praise for their heaviness. Meet them where their needs are. Reveal yourself in such a way that they know it is your power and your glory that can save them from the grip of any depression, temptation, thoughts of fear, and doubt. Make their lives productive and full of your glory. Lord, I thank you in advance for what you're doing now and the doors you will open to bless them. Bless them mightily, spiritually, financially, in their physical health, relationships, life purpose, and an increase of their faith. Help them, Lord, with their unbelief. I pray a divine reversal of any pain or setbacks that may beset their life. Reverse the curse. Reverse the curse. I believe your redeeming power and grace can intervene directly to change any negative course of events and cover their mind and family with comfort, understanding, peace, and provision. I speak a word against the thoughts of despair the enemy tries to use to block and destroy or to kill when it comes to our families consumed with drama, debt, dysfunction, divorce, fighting, cheating, lying, and power struggles concerning money, sex, and children. My prayers are lifted up for those who are overwhelmed, caring for the sick or mentally challenged parents, children, spouses, or siblings. I speak a word over those who are caught up in the web of addictions, abusive relationships, pornography, corruption, and suicidal thoughts. I speak a word of power, deliverance, and salvation for those who feel trapped in debt, unemployment, failing court systems, poor health care, or facing foreclosure of their home or business. You said in your word, Lord, that there is life and there is death in our tongue. And I confess, I declare, and I speak a word for those who don't have a relationship with you and unaware of your infinite love, forgiveness, sacrifice, and resurrecting power. For you are a rewarder for those who are diligently seeking you. I thank you, Lord, for breaking strongholds and spells of fantasy, illusion, and loneliness. Thank you for removing the words of anger, hate, despair, defeat, sin, or jealousy from our tongues and our minds. Thank you for your redeeming power, grace, and mercy. Teach us your will and your way for our lives. Help us to restore our patience, discipline, and moral compass to seek your guidance and great commandments. I join in corporate prayers with other believers for families, jobs, finances, health, justice, and joy to be healed and restored. I stand with believers, placing a demand on the enemy to release those caught up in the web of lies, tricks, deceit, despair, and depression. Lord, you reign supreme. You are sovereign. You sit high and you look low. You are an awesome God and worthy of our praise in and out of season. I know it's a choice to rejoice, and I'm rejoicing. May we be encouraged and not discouraged. This is the day that we have never seen before, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We rise today in our love, knowing that our pain can change, and anything is possible with faith. And so it is. In Jesus' name, amen.